Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Wyoming's representative in the U.S. House, Liz Cheney, joined with 9 other GOP legislators in voting to impeach President Donald Trump, prompting some members in her party to call on her to step down from her position as House Republican chair and angering Trump supporters back home. Jim Jordan of Ohio called for a vote among Republicans to remove Cheney from her post, who, as the drama unfolds, remains defiant, saying, "I'm not going anywhere." Representative Matt Rosendale of Montana called on Cheney to resign her seat, releasing a statement that reads, "When Representative Cheney came out for impeachment today, she failed to consult with the conference, failed to abide by the spirit of the rules of the Republican conference, and ignored the preferences of Republican voters." Constituents back home in Wyoming may agree with a petition posted at change.org gathering signatures calling for a recall of Cheney. At press time, the site had gathered nearly 17,000 signatures in less than 24 hours. While weather here in the Bighorn Basin has been unseasonably mild, with temperatures in Powell yesterday reaching into the low 60s, severe winter weather continues to pummel the southern part of the state, with a storm closing 150 miles of I-80 from Rawlins to Cheyenne. High winds coupled with blowing snow and black ice conditions prompted the shutdown, bringing interstate travel to a halt. Winds across the state were extremely high. Meteorologists recorded a gust at 105 miles per hour near Cheyenne. Closer to home, Cody recorded a gust at 74. Wyoming's main interstate remained closed at press time this morning, with officials unsure exactly when the highway would reopen. The area will see a brief respite from the weather over the next day or two, but the next storm is already approaching, with forecasters calling for more snow and wind this weekend.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Shop Ace Hardware during cold weather times. Button up the home with door and window winterizing kits and heating cables. Keep your house warm with the help of your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
The Wyoming Highway Patrol says a driver was seriously injured after his vehicle collided with a Wyoming Department of Transportation vehicle on Monday. Police say the unnamed driver was also possibly under the influence of alcohol or drugs. According to a news release, YDOT employees were cleaning delineator posts along Interstate 80 in western Wyoming around 7:20 a.m., At that time, a state trooper happened to be in the area and noticed an older Ford pickup traveling westbound that was all over the road. The trooper attempted to catch up to the vehicle, but was unable to do so before the Ford struck the YDOT vehicle, causing it to be pushed off the road. The Ford came to a stop in the middle of the roadway. The YDOT employees injured in the crash were taken to the hospital, as was the driver of the Ford. It's not known how severe their injuries are. While federally compiled data shows a leveling of coronavirus cases in Wyoming and an easing on hospitals across the state, one county is seeing just the opposite, with a large spike in the number of transmissions and increased demands on their local hospital. Teton County has instituted some of the more rigorous pandemic protocols in the state. Nevertheless, the number of cases in the county continue to climb, threatening to overwhelm healthcare personnel at St. John's Hospital. Last Friday, 86 new confirmed cases were added to the list, which surprised officials, given Teton County's strict adherence to protocols. That number paled in comparison, however, when on Monday, another 96 individuals tested positive. The numbers have prompted the county health officer to call for a return to limit gathering sizes and may force a return of early closures of bars and restaurants. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.